Dr. Suzanne Deggs-White is the chair of the Northern Illinois University Department of Counseling, Adult and Higher Education. She also is a licensed counselor whose focus includes working with individuals and families facing transitions. Dr. Deggs-White, how does the lack of affordable housing affect these low-income workers and their families?
The lack of affordable housing has an exceedingly difficult effect on individuals struggling to make ends meet. Not only does the lack of available housing mean insecurity in terms of where a family will live, it also means parents are seldom available as emotionally and physiologically as they need to be for their children.
What does this situation mean for society in general?
For society in general, it means our children are going to be growing up in homes where the cognitive stimulation they need, parental interaction, and the nurturing that are necessary to provide citizens who can think hard, think deep, and make good decisions for the future won't be available to do this as they get older.
What can workers caught in this housing poverty do to deal with the effects on themselves and their loved ones?
This is a really difficult question. Dealing with poverty is never an easy solution. In fact, some of the people that vote most often are those who are the richest. People who are in poverty seldom live as long as those who are in the upper echelons. And so the decisions being made across America and across most governments around the world are being made by the people who don't face the same challenges faced by people in poverty. So trying to get out of poverty requires that people really focus on not the immediate feeding of a need, but on a long-term solution. It requires that people work together with their families, with their support systems to allow them to plan for long-term success, which might include education, it might include job training, it includes things beyond making sure they're sleeping somewhere other than the car.
What do you think Illinois can or should do to help relieve the situation?
Well, something really important. Relieving the situation is going to require some significant government aid to families whose income don't make that minimum requirements. It's an interesting conundrum that people who work two jobs don't suffer on the job. What happens is they suffer at home. So employers might not realize the stresses that their employees are experiencing by having to have two jobs. So it really requires we rethink what a healthy life-work balance might be.
According to the Out of Reach study, people in Illinois have to really earn more than $20 an hour to fall into that affordable housing category. That is 2.5 times the current minimum wage rate in Illinois of $8.25. What would people need to give up as they're trying to make that rent figure?
Well, unfortunately, the people who are earning minimum wage don't have many choices about what they can give up. What they have to give up is hope of ever being able to stand on their own feet in a home of their own. While the American dream is home ownership, whether you're renting or whether you're buying a home, the money you put into keeping a roof over your head is probably the largest chunk of your paycheck. It's important to remember that while a man's home is his castle, debt will always be a prison. And this causes significant issues because having a home of your own, we joke about the American dream owning a home, but when your home ownership or rental home is threatened, that's more significant a psychological stress than losing a spouse to divorce or losing a job. Truly, the major response is for the government to chip in, make a difference, and pass governmental policy that supports the people who are lower working wage earners, or find ways to raise the minimum wage. One thing we talk about is the wonderful mortgage interest deduction that people can take. The people who have mortgages are those who are making enough money that the mortgage interest deduction is like a gratuity to them. The benefit of that does not siphon down to the people who need assistance most. So looking at a way to raise minimum wages, finding ways for families to leverage together, to work together to find ways that they can have family systems within multiple family dwellings is not a solution that works for the long term, but finding a way that family members can support one another's development is one thing families can do. As far as Illinois, what needs to happen is to raise the minimum wage or provide more housing that is affordable. And to recognize that when you're hurting the poorest of the poor, you're also hurting society as a whole.
We've been talking with Dr. Suzanne Deggs-White, chair of the Northern Illinois University Department of Counseling, Adult and Higher Education.